Good morning, good morning, and good morning to all of God's children. What a joy, what a privilege it is again for us to come together to thank God and praise Him for who He is and what He has done in our lives. Saints, you are blessed and highly favored. Yesterday, I had a conversation with someone who was distraught. They were hurting. They were hurting. They were hurting so that I felt their hurt. I felt what they were going through, and I was really in a moment where I was saying to the Lord, help and help now. And then it was the question that the person asked me that caused me to adjust. Hear me this morning. The person said, what in the world am I going to do now? Pastor, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening, and I'm at wit's end. What in the world am I going to do now? And this is what I said to the person. I want to say it to you, my sister, and I want to say it to you, my brother. Whenever life issues you something that you can't handle, whenever life issues you situations and circumstances, and God permit it, listen to me very carefully. Your job is to adjust and keep moving. It may sound trivial. It may sound like that's insensitive. But I cannot baby a person or thing to not trust God. God is aware of everything. The humanity in me want you to be fine. The humanity in me want you to get through this and get through it right now. When sometimes when I'm talking to the Lord on your behalf and even on my behalf, I say to the Lord, is this enough? Can we move from this space? Can we move from this place? But I want to make sure that you do not ever allow yourself to sink into a pity party to the place where you believe God has alienated you and forgotten you. Your job, once you are made aware of whatever God has permitted, is to adjust and keep moving. Life is filled with swift transitions, but what you got to do is hold to His unchanging hand. Life and circumstances around you will change. One minute you're going to feel like you're on top of the world, the next minute you're going to feel like the world is on top of you. But what God is calling for is a shift in how you are moving. Adjust to it and keep praising God. Keep giving God glory. Keep giving God honor, because relief, rescue is on the way. As a matter of fact, it has already arrived. The problem is it has not gotten to you at that moment. A few weeks ago while preaching, because the Lord said so, the Lord revealed to me, and I shared it with the saints, that if it is still happening, it has to be because the will has not been manifested while you're still moving. But learn how to wait until the will of God is manifested totally in your life. When the sister said, what in the world am I going to do? It shifted me. That's the moment when the Lord said to me, she needs to adjust. Because we can't control everything in life. We can't control every circumstance in life. There will be times when we'll just be out there thinking that we're out there on our own. But the promise of God is true. And the promise of God is, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. The promise of God is true. I'll be there to the end. The promise of God will hold you when everything else wants you to fold. As I said to the sister, I want to say it to you, my brother. I want to say it to you, my sister. If you have just discovered something and you're hurting, you're confused, you don't know what to do, here's your answer. Your answer from the Lord. I want you to adjust. I want you to adjust and keep giving God glory. The Bible says that He inhabits the praises of His people. He lives inside of your praise. If you want the Lord to open up in your situation, you're going to have to praise Him. He recognizes what you have to come to recognize. You were created to worship. And oftentimes there's a shortening of our worship. And the only way we can get back to where we need to be in our worship sometimes is that it has to come through maybe a hospital visit, maybe a doctor's report, maybe low finances. Don't know how it has to get to us to remind us we were created to worship. We were created to praise. We were created to give Him glory. Never allow people to pacify you to a place where you feel like I have a right to be upset. I have a right to be angry with God. I have a right to have good health. I have a right to have abundance of money. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. The Lord wants us to acknowledge who He is at all points and in all seasons of our lives. You will have seasons of sunshine. What you do in the sunshine will get you through when you are in the rain. I beg you this morning, as the sister really wanted to know, what in the world am I going to do now? And my response to them, to her as well as to you, is we're going to adjust. You're not in this alone. He saw it. He understands it. You shall live and not die. The problem is, as soon as we hear something that we are not in agreement with, we start dying. We stop living. We stop worshiping. We stop giving. But God is saying that is not the role. That is not the role. The role that He has placed over your life, the demand that He has placed over your life, the charge that He has placed over your life, is really for you to be strengthened during times of uncertainty. Hasn't the Lord blessed you before? Didn't the Lord take care of you before? As I often say, the last time something went awry, you still here to talk about it, which means He got you through it. You didn't know how you were going to make it, but you did. Sometimes when I'm managing the office and managing people, I sit back and I say to the Lord, how do you give me the strength to do this? To do this, to do that, to be here, to do this. But the Lord said, anybody whom I call, I equip to do what I've called them to do. Did you know that you were the resource of somebody else's strength? People are watching you and seeing what you're doing. And if you can make it under the pressures and the strains that you're under, they believe they can too. I'm preparing the Word of God for Sunday. And one of the things that I'm trying to bring out in the Word of God for Sunday is that God has us as His resource bearers. Do you know you can encourage somebody else to live on? Do you know that the circumstance that you're going through is not as strong as you may think it is? But yet it's so strong that others don't know how you can make it, but then they see you making it. And when they see you making it, then they say, you know what, I can run on. If she can make it with this, if he can make it with that, then I know I can make it with what I'm going through. Because it always looked like we are in the worst predicament, but somebody is worse off than you. So my brother and my sister, I want you to lift your head today, and I want you to hear the word from the Lord, adjust. That's your top of the hour word today, adjust. This too will pass. Adjust. God will never leave you nor forsake you. Adjust. David said, I once was young, but now I'm old, but I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor its seed begging bread. Adjust. I need you to adjust from your feelings. It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. Listen, Paul was put under pressure. And Paul said, to live is Christ and to die is gain. What does that mean, Paul? What are you talking about? Well, why is that a part of the conversation? Because they were threatening him. They said, Paul, we're going to kill you. And Paul said, well, that's okay. If that's what you have to do, you have to do what you have to do. I'm going just because to die is gain for me. I live my life so I can see Jesus again. And then another said, well, we won't kill you. We'll just torture you. We'll keep you alive. He said, that's okay too. Because to live is going to be all about Christ. I'm going to give him glory. You can't shut me down. You can't shut me up. I was designed to worship. To my brother, my sister, I hope you caught what I just said. And I hope you take it seriously. You were designed to worship. You were not designed to complain. You were not designed to fall apart. You weren't built that way. You were built to be blessed, and your blessings is found in your praise, not in your wine, not in your complaints, not in your being sad and wanting everybody to feel sorry for you. That's not how you were built. You were built to honor God, to bless God. And today, let's live in the calling, the anointing, the authority that God has called in our lives. You are blessed, and you're highly favored. You are blessed, and you're highly favored, and you got to live that. You have to stop allowing the circumstances to get the best of you. You have to live and not die. You have to live and not die. The Proverbs talks about however many days we live, we should enjoy every one of them. Well, Pastor, every day is not a happy day. It should be, because all things work together for your good. We cannot quote Scripture and not live Scripture. The good and the bad and the in-between is all working for my good. So since it's working for my good, I might as well put my happy face on. I might as well put my shouting shoes on. Because whatever is happening that appears to be bad to the flesh is just breaking the flesh. But it will not taint my spirit. That's why Paul had that tenacious attitude to live as Christ and to die as gain. I beg you today, as you hear me, as you hear my voice, to hear the voice of God. Adjust. Adjust. You will survive. The doctor said it. I know. Adjust. I was getting text message after text message. People are sick. People are going through. It seemed like yesterday was the day where people, things would just start falling apart in people's lives. But listen to me. Some of you are on the call right now. And you're trying to figure out how you're going to fix this, how you're going to, you can't. It's not in your hands. Put it in the hands of the Lord and leave it there. Adjust your life. You should not be sad. However many days you have remaining on this earth, it should be a time of celebration because the Lord is good. The Lord is good. David said these words, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." And today I beg you to taste him. He's good. He's good when we're happy. He's good when we're sad. The problem is we don't want to take our medicine. The medicine is the goodness of God, the grace of God, the mercy of God. Accept it in your situation. Accept it in your life. He came that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Live in that moment when you feel yourself frustrated. Live in that moment. It's time to adjust. I never will forget when Donald Trump was running for office and people said, what if he get in? What is going to happen? And the same word came to me that just came to me this week. We're going to adjust. We're going to adjust and we're going to keep living. Because listen, we've been through a whole lot before and God will get us through what we're going through now. So if you're listening to me this morning, at the top of the hour, the word of the Lord to you is adjust. Adjust. It's going to be all right. Adjust. Elevate your praise. Elevate your worship. Elevate your honoring of God. You will survive. You weren't built to be defeated. You weren't built to fall apart. You were built to worship. And that's what your calling is. That's the anointing and the authority that's over your life. Now, if you put a praise on it, if you put worship on it, if you put that on what you're going through, this too will pass. The word of God today has come out of John 10:10. After I got home yesterday, had a little fun with my dogs and the family, and the Lord told me to go in my study and grab a text for you all and for me so that we can grow together. And he gave me John 10:10. Because you may be going through a whole lot, and you may be questioning and saying, what is going on? John 10:10. Listen to the words of the text. It says, the thief comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But listen to Jesus' response. He says, but I've come that you might have life, and that you may have it more abundantly. The thief, the adversary, the one who wants to steal your joy, the one that wants to steal your peace, the one that wants to steal your sanity. He came, he presented himself so that he could steal, kill, and destroy you. But what the devil didn't know is who you serve. The one you serve said, but I've come. In the midst of what you're going through, but I've come. While the doctor's report is a reality in your life right now, I've come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. The word of God to you today is simple. The God of sufficiency. The God of sufficiency. The God of more than enough. That's who you serve. You serve the God of sufficiency. Stop it. Stop worrying about what you can't control. That was the hard part of the message on Sunday. I'm telling the saints to let it go. I'm telling them, let it go. See, people don't understand. They want you to keep dwelling on it. They want to talk it through. They want to do all this other stuff. Let it go. You can't grow. The flow of God can't flow through you if you keep holding on, paying attention to what the enemy is trying to do to you through people, through predicaments. But God is saying, I'm the God of sufficiency. Whatever you need, I can supply it. Wherever you are, I'm the healer. You have to trust the word of God and not just read the word of God. You have to believe that God knows what he's doing and he's going to do it. And when he does it well. The God of sufficiency. Whatever is needed, I want you to hear me. Whatever is needed or required to maintain your life, the Lord said today, I am sufficient. You don't have to cry. Your tears cannot solve it. You don't have to worry. Your nerves will not be able to relieve it. Turn to God. Turn to God and let God handle it. Let him fix it. Anything that's taken from your life this morning wasn't designed to stay in your life. Did y'all hear what I just said? Anything that's taking from your life was not designed to stay in your life because you serve the God of sufficiency. You may have heard what the doctor said. Another sister stopped me on my way out of church last night. And she said, Pastor, the doctor said, I'm at stage 3 in cancer. And I said to her, we're going to pray. We're going to let the Lord's will be done. She's not the first one who was at stage 3, stage 4. No, God can do anything but fail. I need you to hear me this morning. No, I'm not talking loud. I'm talking to you this morning. We want you to hear that in the moments of uncertainty, we have to believe that God is the God of sufficiency. He knows and he can handle it. How he chooses to handle it, we have to accept it. We testify often and have heard people testify, any way you bless me, Lord, I'll be satisfied. Well, if that's true, right now, we have to take the blessing of even the doctor's report and give him glory. That's the sermon on Sunday. Because there is blessings that are being birthed out of our burdens. And I need you to stop believing everything is about being happy. Happy is only a state of being. But when God is in your life, it's who you are. God can handle it. God can fix it. God can turn it. My mother, who was not an educated woman, but she was the most brilliant woman I know. She didn't have much of anything. She had us. We were hers and she was ours. But we always felt safe and secure whenever our mother was in our presence. She built that type of life with us that we may not have what others have. We may not be able to do what others do, but we got each other. Can I equate that to something else? The Lord is saying, your eyes are showing you what others have and is, but having the Lord is sufficient. That's all you need. There's safety in his arms. There's security in his arms. Stop trying to be something you're not. You were created to worship. You are in relationship with God. So what? That other person didn't get the same doctor's report you got. The other person ain't got who you got. Maybe they could not handle what you can handle. God puts on us what he knows he can handle in our lives. I beg you this morning, let's trust him. Let's trust him. God supplies all of our needs only if we trust him. He's not going to make you trust him. You have to do that with the report in your spirit. Trust him. Adjust. He's the God of sufficiency. God permits the negatives to bring out the positives. How do you get to the great testimony if you've not gone through the test? The test is the report. The test is what you're going through. The test is the lack of finances, but yet you see all the bills. That's the test. But here's the moaning, the celebration. God has gotten you through it. He did it before. He'll do it again. I want you to wake up this morning. For those of you who stay awake and hear me clearly, don't just expect God to give you and you are giving God nothing. Give him praise. Give him honor. Give him glory. He's real. He's authentic. And he will make a way. We will not live forever. Hear me, everybody. We will not live forever. But our lives should be lived in honor of the God who saved us, the God who made us whole, the God who will receive us when the end of this life comes. This is not a time of sadness. It's a time of an awakening. Can you trust God for real? Or are you just going along? Can you trust him with this one? Our children, our families, our communities, our churches seem like chaos is everywhere. I was talking with some trustees just this week. We burnt our mortgage, and I thought, hey, it's going to be great. We're going to be able to do so many great things, but every week something new breaks. And it costs a lot of money to fix stuff on a campus like ours. And I said, I thought we would just be able to float on. But we got bills coming in now we've never had because of all the things that are now breaking down. And you know what the Lord said to me? I am sufficient. Whatever you need is going to be supplied. If you start worrying about that, you won't be able to minister and preach to the people. Give the word of God and let me handle the rest. And I say that to you, my sister, who you're worried about it. The Lord said you ain't going to be able to minister to the people. If you're worried about it, let God fix it. Let God turn it. Let God make a way out of no way for you so you can give the testimony. Had the Lord not done it, it could not have been done. God is sufficient for all areas of our lives, in sickness, in our finances, in our relationships, and in our thoughts. He is sufficient. He's the God of sufficiency. The question is, how is God a God of sufficiency? And I'm going to give him real quick and we're going to pray. Here's number one, because he rescues. Wherever you're trapped, he's ready to rescue you. But you got something you got to do. You got to give him honor. You got to give him glory. You got to give him praise. You got to trust him. That's the word right there. You got to trust him. Shift and trust him. Step out and trust him. He is your rescue. You will not drown. You will live. But it's another thing. He provides our relief. Not just our rescue, but he provides our relief. You're going through the anxiety. He consistently releases us, delivers us, and gives us renewed strength day by day. Yes, he's the God of sufficiency. He's our rescue. He's our relief. And lastly, he's our resource. I know he's the source, but he's all the resources we need. Please trust the God of sufficiency today. That's the word of God I wanted to give to you. Not because of me, but because we are in this thing together. The world is on fire. We, the believers, cannot afford our faith not to trust God. We've been through so much. We've been through so much, and God has blessed us. What you go through now is nothing compared to where you've come from. Take this moment and believe him. Take this moment and trust him. My heart is overwhelmed with joy. Sadness come in. When the first sister said to me, what in the world is going to happen now? The Lord said, adjust. That's the word that came, adjust. Adjust to it. Adjust to it. You have to understand whatever state you're in to be content with who you serve. Adjust. You never feel that you have the alienated right to be this or to be that. We're who God say we are. We're in the moment where God says we to be in. My nephew sent me a text message saying, Uncle Chris, thank you for the word of God that you gave on Sunday. I was nervous and anxious about something, and I sat and I listened to the word of God that you gave, and you blessed my life with it. Listen to me. It wasn't I. It was the Lord. But I just wanted to share. You got to, if you take him at his word, you will live and not die. If you take him at his word, you will be strengthened and not weakened. If you take him at his word, all things will be possible. You shall live and not die. Pray with me this morning. Oh God, our Father, we thank you for your goodness, your kindness, and your tender mercies. You're still God. You still have all power. You still have all authority. And we yield to our will. We yield from our will to your will. Have your way in our lives. Strengthen us, God. Protect us, God. Keep us. Minds are going all kind of ways. People are trying to figure things out. You've sent us the word. We need to adjust and keep being who you've called us to be. Keep doing what you've called us to do. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. I sense the breaking of a new moment. I sense, God, the breaking of a new moment. Now heal your people. Deliver your people. Strengthen your people. Lift up your people in the name of Jesus. This morning we lift in prayer Sister Karen Samuels. Father, I pray your will be done. Strengthen her, regulate her, God, and you do it in the name of Jesus. We say yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. Father, thank you. You're able to do exceedingly. You're able to do abundantly. That's your daughter. She's your child. Yeah, and I thank you for all that you have done. Now, God, strengthen her in the moment that she's in. Strengthen her and make her whole. We lift this morning Sister Earlene Simpson. God, we understand the doctor's report, but guess what we understand better? We understand you. You work it. You do things differently. Any way you choose to bless us, we're going to still be satisfied. Father, we pray for her right now. We ask God that you will strengthen her in every area of her life. Let her come forth with a testimony that men and women will be mesmerized over the awesome power and grace that you have bestowed upon her life. We lift up Brother Robert Coleman this morning. I pray, God, that you will strengthen him. Father, your will be done. I don't know all the details, but what I do know is that you're able. Fix it, God. We yield to you. God, we lift his name. No hurt, no pain, no suffering. Father, we lift his name before you so God, you would be well aware that we are praying and trusting you for whatever you're doing in his life. Yes to your will, God. And yes to your way. Continue to bless Brother Clinton Brown. Joby, God, I ask, God, that you will strengthen him. Give him the awakening moment. God, as you bring him back to life, as you bring him back to strength, as you bring him back to peace, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you would let him know your will must be done in his life. You've given him another chance, and we thank you. And we praise you, and we magnify you. Continue to strengthen him. We continue to pray for Brother Keenan Hunt. Continue to hold him close, God. God, strengthen him in this moment. We lift up Sister Wanda Jones. God, continue to bless her. Father, continue to create and fashion the miracles in her life. We continue to pray for Sister Ashley and Sister Michelle. Father, have your way in their lives. Strengthen them, God. Continue to make them the apples of your eye. We thank you. And God, we praise you. Thank you for Brother Ben Mobley, the hands that touch him, the hands that prepare for him, the hands that keep him. Father, bless them. And God, there are those who have brought prayer lists to the call. I pray this morning your strength, your power, your peace, your deliverance over their lives. Yes to your will, God, and yes to your way. Father, those who are listening to me, going through so much, things are happening. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that a release come forward, that they will release their praise and you will release your miracles and your blessings. And God, you'll bless them real good. Thank you, God. Have your way in their lives. We give you glory, God. We give you honor. And God, we give you praise. Now, God, I turn your people into your hand. Have your way in their lives. Strengthen them, God. Protect them and keep them. This is our prayer today. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Go out and adjust to whatever the world throws at you today. God bless you all.
God bless.